Hello, this is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show, and I am just thrilled to be with each and every one of you. Last week, as you know, I had a pre-record with Bryn Atwater, a wonderful pet reincarnation person, and it's just so good to be back live with you this week. I tell you what I want to talk about tonight. And by the way, I want to let you know that I will be taking live calls. So if you want to call in and just to discuss what we're talking about, or if you want to have a mini reading, or, you know, I even, you know, say if you have something that you disagree with or you want to add your comments on about it, I so welcome it all. So just go to BBS Radio and they'll tell you exactly how to call in. So I just welcome each and every one of you this beautiful November. I have to let you know that it has been raining and windy here in the North Georgia mountains, and I had called Don, you know, shortly before, and I said, I don't know, I'll be on tonight because the electricity went out. So I am just blessed to be here. I want to let you know that, you know, I usually have guests on a lot, and I just want to let everyone know a little bit about me, because so many times you wonder who this person is that you're listening to on the radio. And I have been here in the North Georgia mountains for, oh my goodness, for years and years. And I'm from the South. My family's from Mississippi. And it's just amazing to me how someone that has had my upbringing as a Methodist, sometimes Episcopalian, can end up doing the kind of work that I do. And that being metaphysician type of work, those kinds of, you know, working with the angels and doing medium work where you can communicate with folks. But the truth is that we all have this ability within us. Some of us just shut it off, and some of us have special skills in it, and others just have a keen interest to ascend. And the more spiritual we are in our lives, not just because we have a PhD or because we have an MHD, but because we truly apply spirituality in our lives. And I think one of the biggest experiences that I've had on my journey is I would meet people that were my mentors and people that had been training long before me. And I would say to them, oh, it must be so wonderful to have every issue in your life resolved. It must be incredible. And they looked at me like, where did she come from? Because the truth is, the more we ascend, the more we work on ourselves, the more challenges we can get. It's just that we have more skills to be able to know what to do with it. And I am so excited. I've had many times on my show, Rose, who's from the Energy Work Center down in Fort Myers. And I'm not going to go into detail about what we're doing, because that's going to be a big surprise in about a year and a half from now. But we are so excited about a project that we're working on. And it's so interesting because we were able to do this project that we're working on because of our expertise and our training and our ability to work through our soul contracts. And that is what I want to talk to you about tonight, our past lives and our soul contracts. As you know, as if you've been to my AskSpiritNow.com website, my specialty is past life regressions, along with, you know, intuitive readings. I have found that doing past life regressions can clear up so many this lifetime situations, because people can do all kinds of work and, you know, have all kinds of issues coming up, but they never get to the root of it. And when you get to past life regressions, you start to get the root of things. Now, you're not going to get it all done in one life or one past life regression, because, folks, y'all, we've been here a long, long time, many, many lifetimes, and some of us are newer souls than others. As my understanding, and I am not an astrologer, but I have a keen interest in it, those that are Pisces, which I am, have gone through a lot of past lives. And, you know, Aries, I have several Aries people in my family and that are close to me, and they seem to be very new spirits. It's almost like Hello, where have you been? But at the same time, they've also had many, many lifetimes. So there's no, not because of any sign are you going to have less or more, but it's just very interesting to me that it feels like for me this lifetime personally as a Pisces that I have got so many soul contracts that I'm now becoming very, very aware of. And I asked a friend of mine one time, you know, you think you're done with your soul contracts with that person. And I feel that soul contracts are completed with the person when you don't feel any anger or upset with them, or you don't have, you know, forgiveness issues with them. When you just let them go and it's like, oh yeah, I remember Joe, I remember Sue, bless them. And no matter what happened in the situation, negative or what, it's sort of like, oh, well, that was just a part of my life that went by and, you know, it was difficult, but I'm over it now. And if you truly see them again or talk to them again and you have no upset, no concerns, no animosity, then and that soul contract could very well be done, at least for that issue. And I think it's so fascinating because I feel, and this is, you know, again, I welcome your calls tonight. If you have, you know, something that you want to comment on it, it can change your soul contracts if you go into your past lives. And I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say of male or female, because I'm female, I'm going to go ahead and just use the feminine here. But let's just say that there's a woman who marries a lot. She marries, and even if she doesn't marry a lot, she goes a lot with a lot of different relationships because she's looking for love. Well, who isn't looking for love? I mean, the whole world's looking for love. There was even a song about looking for love. And what happens, though, is if she's really looking for someone to fulfill her, to bring out and for her to find her love, she is going to find that no relationship will work for her. Of course, it'll work temporarily. But what happens is if a person who marries or has relationships to find love, even in friendships, if you're looking for friendships to satisfy something in yourself, then what happens is that friend, that partner, that spouse can never satisfy you because they cannot make you happy. When we seek out joy, happiness, love in someone else outside of ourselves, it will always be disappointing. It may take 50 years to make it disappointing, but the truth is, even in a 50-year marriage, if the person will really truly look at some of the issues that they learned, I bet they learned to trust in themselves and to find that love within them, or else they were probably miserable. But I'm going to tell you something, and this is going to be in my new book called Ask Spirit Now, which will be published with Balboa, which is with Hay House. It's a self-publishing company there. And I have to tell you that my parents were married for heaven knows, I don't know how many years. It felt like about 50, but I think in the 30s somewhere. And they endured it all. They hated each other. They were miserable. They were both lived a life of desperate, you know, like help me kind of feelings. And when I went in to get married, the first thing I did when something didn't go right, of course, I didn't have training on how to work through problems because I never saw it. But I mean, I got out, excuse me, because I didn't want to go through that pain and suffering that my parents, and I had seen others that had long-term marriages that had gone through so much suffering. And so I went the other way. I didn't even try to work things out. I just got out before it got too difficult. Excuse me, just a second. And so I have to drink some water. So what I wanted to share with you is that if you're always looking outside of yourself for that love, for that acceptance, then I can promise you that that is part of your soul contract. Excuse me. And every time somebody comes into your life, it's going to be very interesting. Now, let's take a person who marries. Let's say they've married three times. They're looking for love. They're looking for a part of themselves that they cannot find within them. So they search this other person out to fulfill that part of them that they cannot look at, address, handle, or come to know. So under a soul contract, they have a soul contract with these people. Whoever these, let's say they're five men. And they have soul contracts that if they cannot learn it on the first one, you know, about loving themselves, then they got another opportunity. Then they have another opportunity, and they have another opportunity. Eventually, you will find people, and I know several people that are very, very close to me, that have had many marriages, or some have just had one, but they knew that getting married again was not the solution for them because they knew that they had not handled the deep love for themselves that they needed to have before they got into a relationship. Because if you go into a relationship trying to find the your inner guidance, your inner strength, you will never have a very good relationship because you're searching for it outside of yourself. And I will be with you shortly. I have a listener on line one, and I will just be shortly with you. I just want to share that with you because you really need to know that you must find things within. Now, I want to remind you that you can find that in a relationship. Just because you're in a relationship does not mean that you cannot find the growth. Matter of fact, I feel that your relationships in this life create, help to find the most growth. And I think they're the most challenging, and I commend anyone that can get through them. And I think that a lot of times in a marriage, that is when you do try and really find the true love for yourself. So I don't want you to think that if you're in a relationship, you can't grow or find that true love within yourself. I just feel like sometimes it's a little harder. But guess what? I think it sometimes can happen faster. It's very interesting. Alicia, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. What's going on in your world? And by the way, Lisa is online as well, and I want to let you know that, Lisa, we will be with you shortly, so just hang in there and listen to what Alicia and I have to say. How is California doing?
California is really warm.
Oh, gosh.
We're having 70-degree weather. Yeah.
Doesn't make sense, does it? And, you know, here, I have to tell you, Alicia, it looks like it's snow. It's outside, but it's not snow. It's leaves. And if you don't look carefully enough, you see this massive amount of leaves coming off, and it is just incredible because, you know, we're up here in the North Georgia Mountains. So did you have a comment tonight about anything, or did you need a mini reading? What would you like?
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to take off and take my daughter to school. I just, some words of encouragement, maybe. I'm still digging.
Oh, good. Well, keep digging, because I feel like there's still more to come. So it's just a slow process. Now, when you say you're going to take off to go take your daughter to school, help me a little bit, because right now, where are you talking about, in December or January? Because school doesn't.
Tonight. She's got school tonight, so I can't stay.
I see what you're saying.
I thought I had more time, but I'm not going to.
I
get
see.
To.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm checking in.
Just, you know what? Just hang in there and know that, keep asking Spirit to show you. If you get in a situation where you feel frustrated, just stop, breathe, and say, you know what? I'm frustrated right now. Help me. I need clarity. I need to know which direction to go into, and I'm going to stop right now. I'm not going to make another movement in my life. I'm going to stop here until I get a clear answer now, because Spirit will give you. You just have to ask for it and listen. So make sure you're listening, because you're getting some messages in your left ear, a lot of messages from and you just need to open up that ability. You have it already. Open it up to listen, because they're talking to you, okay?
Okay.
So, and I know you got to go, but thanks for calling in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all
All right,
be safe.
Take care.
All right. Thank you. So, Lisa, how are you? You're from Arizona?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah. What's happening in Arizona this evening? I love Arizona.
I had applied for a job,
Can you do me a real big favor and just see if move the phone a little bit back and see if something's happening there, because I'm not able to hear you real well.
Is this better?
Yeah, just move back a little bit from your mouthpiece, and I think that'll help a little bit. Let's see.
Does that come in better?
A little bit, yeah. Just talk a little bit. It just bends the mouth. You just need to bend the mouthpiece back a little bit. That's all. And I think that'll
help. Okay. How is this?
Yeah. Let's just. Yeah. We just, I'm just having a little difficult time hearing you, so I think Don's going to talk to you a little bit. And, you know, I just want to share with everyone before I go back to Lisa that it's extremely important to learn to really open up about ourselves and what and who we are. Because the truth is sometimes we're not okay to be upset with ourselves or to speak our feelings. And when we don't speak our feelings, what happens is we block the ability to love ourselves. And it is very important because that throat chakra, if we get that throat chakra closed up where we don't believe in ourselves, and I will be the first to let you know that I am the queen bee on this, because all of my life I never spoke my truth because I was always afraid. And it goes back to early childhood drama, and it has taken me years and years of spiritual development to get to the point where I can now speak my truth for what is true to me. That doesn't mean you're argumentative. It doesn't mean you have to have anybody believe in you or believe what you say. It's just that you believe in yourself enough to be able to vocally state your case in a way that comes from the heart. And I will tell you, it's been a long journey for me, and it continues to be a journey because I didn't have the training to learn that. I was always, you know, taught different ways of doing things that were not quite as open, and it helps to be able to you know, be able to be honest with what you really feel. Now, I'm going to tell you that it doesn't always just happen. You sometimes have to go in, get Rohan, get Yandi work, because learning to know our inner child is amazing, because when we work with children, they are honest. And they can't be false, you know. I mean, maybe they can be taught to be false, but most kids just come out and tell you, so, you know, what they say. But anyway, I want to get Lisa back. She's back on online again. How can you hear me, Lisa?
Hi, I'm sorry for the sound quality.
Oh, you sound wonderful now. So this is, thank you so much. I just really wanted to be in touch with you and hear you. So tell me what your issue is tonight or that you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, I had applied for a job, and it was with a company, and they said they were going to take a while to make a decision, and the name of the person that owns the company is George. And I wondered if you saw a positive on that.
Wow, you kind of threw me there. My son's name's George, but you're in Arizona, right? Are you in, is this a job in California?
Yeah, and the company has worldwide. They do work on a global level.
Okay. And what kind of work is this, just to kind of help me tune in a little bit? What
it's
kind
of
work
like
is it?
Human interest, human resources, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Now, let me just feel with this. When I the first thing that comes to me, and I will tell you right off, when somebody says they're going to take some time, it makes me feel a little uncomfortable. Because if they need a little bit of time, you wonder why they need that time. Did he say specifically what he needed? Because I'm picking up something here. Did he say that it would be a week or two, or did he just say he needed some more time?
It was a general piece of information for everybody. It wasn't
I'm going to tell you what I feel about it. I feel that the information that's being given to me is that he is not completely being open, and he's not really telling you what the issue is or when the timing is being, and I wish that I could tell you that he's going to come forward. I get a sense that there's a little bit of a hidden line there that he's not completely saying everything that needs to be said. I want to find out why you can't go in a different direction and get because it's a perfect time now for you to get in there and get what you want. I also want you to be very important, I want you to be aware of what you're thinking. But is this the only job offer that you have? Because I feel like there's something else too. I think you should be looking elsewhere as well, because when somebody tells you that, it's sort of like a guy, Lisa, saying, hey, I'll call you after the first date. That's the kind of feeling I get, all right? So, and I have a funny feeling that you feel this way too, because I feel if you felt this was your job, that you would probably not be calling. So, do you have another job that you are looking for as far as your, applications go?
Well, I am, yeah.
Okay, good, okay. I feel like that, okay, I'm gonna give you some options here with this, George, all right? There are a couple of things that you can do, because I do not feel like it's in your best interest to sit around and wait for this. I do not want you to do that, all right? What I'm feeling with him is that I would feel the best thing to do with him, because I don't think you have anything to lose on this, Lisa, is to make a phone call and just say, hi, you know, George, do you have a connection with him, or is it with his secretary? I know at first it would be with his secretary. Can you call back and just say, you know, I know that there needs some more timing, but is there any kind of specificity that you could give me? Because I need to know whether I should wait for this job or should I move on. Could you feel comfortable doing that?
I can certainly think about it.
Think about it, because what I'm sensing right now is that there's something not quite being told to you about this whole situation, and that's what I'm feeling right now. That's what I'm feeling, that the whole truth is not on the line, that's not being told to you. So at this point, I would keep that door open. Do not do anything just because I say it's a good idea. I'm just saying that it is a possibility to see what information you can get from his secretary. I don't know that you would talk directly to him. I feel like you'd be talking directly to her and just saying, hi, you know, I have my resume in. And I am just checking to see, you know, I know he mentioned that there would be a little bit of delay, and I just kind of wanted to check and see, you know, if you have any more data at this time. Now, does that not make you feel comfortable?
You know, it's something I can, you know, write down and think about and see.
Yeah,
you know,
feel with it, because if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But that's what I feel would be the best step right now. Now, do you have a specific question about another job, possibly? Is there anything else that you really want to do that you would like? Because I don't want you to close your options to this. I also want you to, it's a very fertile time for you right now. It's a very strong time for you to move forward. And you need to do this, Lisa. I don't want you to, the issue that I've got with this whole job is not so much whether it's the right job for you or not, but I don't want you to be waiting for it. It feels like that you need to shift your energy and move forward regardless of what George or this company does. Now, that is a very different message than you probably wanted to hear, but at the same time, it has to do with energy and shifting the law of attraction and moving into that place of joy. Because when you're in that place of joy, Lisa, you're more apt to get the job that you want. Now, what other job do you have application in that you feel comfortable with? Do you have one or two more? Because I feel like it would be good to do that.
Yeah, there are a multitude of other places.
Good. Okay.
I can't even begin to list them.
Okay, that's okay. Now, I just want you to keep going, and I want you to, every time you go to think about a job, I want you to feel joy with it. If you do not feel joy with it, it is probably not the right job. Okay, the right career for you. You are a very talented person. You have many options in front of you, and I do not want you, I keep getting this sense that you need to keep your joy in what you're doing open, and I feel that the job that you really want is going to come forward for you. This George job, it feels like it, I'm not saying it won't happen. I just don't want you to wait for it, because that waiting puts you into a very negative space. Nobody likes to wait, Lisa. Do you know how that makes you feel? Do you know what I'm saying? When you have to wait on something?
I do.
Yeah, it doesn't make you feel good, does it?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It's kind of a mixed bag.
Okay. Well, in most cases, when we're waiting on something and we have faith in it, we know it's going to happen. That's one thing. But my message for you tonight is to not just rely on this job. I personally think maybe you should check in maybe once a week. Do not annoy them. Do not call all the time, because if the secretary thinks it's annoying, you know, maybe every 2 weeks, if that would feel better for you. Hi, you know, this is Lisa. I'm just checking in. I really love your company, and I was just checking to see if anything had changed on the applications. Just something simple, you know. And she says, nope, nothing's changed. Thank you for calling. You know, then, you know, let it go. But my recommendation is, yes, you're going to get a job, and you know what's the job's right for you. You already know. I just want you to take action accordingly, and I want you to move forward as best you can on calling and staying on top of these job applications, because there is a job there for you. Okay. If you want to have a little longer reading, I can get into more of your birthday and all of that type of thing if you want to go to my website. But for right now, this is what I'm feeling. Okay.
Sounds
and
I
hope that's kind of help.
My battery's about to die. I don't want to.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Okay. All right. Have a good night, Lisa. I want to share something with everyone, because when we're looking for jobs and we're looking for new career changes, always remember to ask Spirit now, because there is a job for everyone, but we do need to find work, but we've got to find work that brings us joy. If you're going to be miserable all your life, what is the point of coming down here and bringing spirituality into your life? So do the very best job that you can to get creative and stay as positive as you possibly can. And I don't mean a fake positive. I always say that show after show. Don't be fake. In other words, if you feel like crying about something, go in your room and cry. And say, you know, I'm really upset, Spirit. Show me with clarity what I'm supposed to do next. Give me a sign on which way to go. Because the angels are up there. They're around us. They're not really up there. We always think of angels as being up there. They're around us. They're with us. I mean, the other dimensions, folks, is not some far away place. It's right here. It is just right here. It's just that it's in, we can see, for those that can't see the other side, many, many, many people can see the other side just as clearly as you and I can see, you know, the person right in front of us when we're talking to somebody. But the spiritual energy can be felt. And so just remember that it isn't like it's some faraway place that these angels are, and we're not bothering them by asking them. For Lisa, I would, you know, the first thing I'd say to her, I hope she's listening, but, you know, it's just to say, look, I really need some help now. Now, the thing about it is that it's so fascinating about our soul contracts, getting back to that, is the fact that we do have soul contracts. And I have to give you an example. I have a very keen soul contract this lifetime to be in joy, to live my life in joy. So if I start to do work, and I will tell you, when I start to do my law work, my physical law work as an attorney, sometimes I get so excited about it and I love it and I get really into it. Other times it becomes tedious. And if I get too tedious about it, I have to stop myself, take a walk, and I have to go out and find the joy in it. I have to shift my viewpoint. It is not some magic pill that angel's going to come back down and help me do better. I've got to do things for myself. And when I do my spiritual work, well, there is no doubt in my mind that I have so much joy in what I do that I never have to do anything. I could be in a reading, and I could go to another reading, and I could go to another reading, another past life regression, and I could do that all day long, and I would need maybe a short break, but it brings me so much joy that I don't have those issues. But sometimes the other kinds of the law, because people are so stressed and so upset, you can't seem to help them the same way a lot of times that you can in the spiritual work. And so that's why I feel a lot of us, especially those that listen to BBS radio and to my show, is that you already know that you're spiritual. I already know that you're wanting to ascend. I already know that you want your life better. You wouldn't be listening if you didn't. And so what I already know is that it is a very, very keen inside of you desire to live in joy and happiness. Now, I want to share something with you, because as a a Yandi person that I know how to do Yandi and I know how to do inner child work. And what is so fascinating is as we connect with our inner child, sometimes we can find the simplest ways to make our lives better. And I tend to forget it myself, and I know a lot of professionals that don't do it. So it is not, it's a habit that you have to shift into. But if I start to feel pretty down or something, or things aren't going the way I want them to go, usually I'll connect up with my inner child and I'll see what she's doing. A lot of times she'll be hiding in a corner, because I have long forgotten about her. And I will just sit there and hug her and say, what is it I'm supposed to do right now? And she will tell me specifically, because children, you know, I'm not saying all children don't lie, but on the whole, your true inner child is going to tell you the truth about what you need to do. Go take a walk. Go sit down with your child, Vicki, and laugh. Go pet your dog. You need to get out of this thought pattern that you're in, and you need to go be lively again. Or you need to go find your inner self and find out what you're really feeling. Because a lot of us, you know, stay busy in our lives all the time just so that we don't have to figure out what we're feeling. Because it's so painful and it's so uncomfortable that to go really and touch into our feelings, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? How are we going to do that? I don't want to go there. And so what happens is when we are not willing to speak our feelings of upset or whatever it may be, because it's not nice or it's not spiritual or it's not the way ladies act, or if we're a guy, we don't want to be too macho or we don't want to offend anybody, that's when the ability to love ourselves becomes blocked. And the amount of blockage or the stoppage in our chakras are, you know, that are a part of the cellular level in our physical body, it's a direct reflection of the pain and suffering that we perceive that we have endured and that we are still enduring. And this is what's so phenomenal about Rohan is because, and what I also love about past lives, because if we have a past life that we have suffered in and have had pain in, which we all have, by the way, and we have never, ever understood that past life and have really never addressed that past life through a past life regression or through Rohan, then what happens is we keep living it. Now, I have to tell you that I have a little change of way of feeling about the law of attraction, because you can sit there and say all day long, I am happy, I am happy, I am happy. But if there is unconsciousness going on underneath that you have not addressed and you don't know where it's coming from, you're going to be constantly fighting yourself. And you get so tired of saying 100 times a day, I am happy, I am happy, I am abundant, I am, it's exhausting. It's absolutely exhausting because you feel like you're fighting against something, but you don't really know what you're fighting against. And until you go into that past life, until you go into those earlier times, and by the way, that's what Rohan is about, learning what happened before this lifetime. When you can go in there and really address and find out what is the yucky stuff that you're still living in, then and only then, and this is my feeling and I strongly feel this, only then and then will your law of attraction change. Because the law of attraction is, doesn't matter if you believe in it or not, the law of attraction is what it is. I mean, you have a law of attraction. If you're sitting there saying beautiful thoughts all day, I mean, you're more apt to get them than if you don't. But if you're sitting there saying, I'm beautiful all day, my life is beautiful, I'm beautiful, and yet within yourself you feel unworthy because you had this earlier time that you had something happen that you felt unworthy, until you really handle and understand what caused you to feel unworthy or what created that you, we all create our own lives. But, you know, we go through karma. We change. You know, one life we're millionaire. The next life we're a pauper to get that balance. Now, if you were a millionaire and you did nothing but help people through it, you probably won't have to come back as a pauper because you don't need to have that karmic balance. You used your money wisely. But, you know, if you were a multimillionaire and you swindled it from other people and you you know, you hoarded it and you didn't help people with it and people suffered around you and, you know, you could have helped them when, you know, and that type of thing, then yeah, you'll probably have to come back and balance it somewhere. But if you're a wonderful, rich person and you help people with it and you help yourself and you use the money wisely, you know, you're not going to have that kind of karmic balance unless you judge people that don't have as much money. Then you might have to have a soul contract to come back to help you to understand how it feels to not have so much money. And I think it's interesting that a lot of people are going through a lot of changes in their lives with their monies, because so many of us, and I know that I have been one, is that we have spent money so carelessly and so thoughtlessly that we have not really looked at what we're doing here. And I feel that that is not the best example for a child either, because, you know, what if you have a family? And I'll tell you, I have a family member that lived this path. Her family was wealthy, and she never had to learn to take care of herself. She never had to learn to make a living. And she is now 86 years old, almost 87, and she is absolutely destitute. If she didn't have family members to take care of her, she would be homeless. And what's interesting about it is that when we teach our children, now she had a soul contract to learn to value herself, whether she had money or not. Now she did not, whether she learned that soul contract is not up to me to determine. That's up to her to determine. But basically, when we have these soul contracts where we come in with these circumstances, let's just say you come in with a very wealthy family, but yet you never learned how to make a living. Boy, what a challenge that is, because you're so used to making money that you're like, oh my gosh, when the money isn't there anymore, or the family says, excuse me, but you're 35 years old now, I think you should learn to make your own money. Or they control you with the money so that you become almost, you know, revengeful toward them or hateful toward them because they control you so much. Boy, I tell you, those are some soul contracts that you just got to get through. Now, I want to talk about something, and I am not mentioning names, but there are some very famous people that have been in the news lately. And knowing soul contracts as I do, you can see, when you start to really understand soul contracts, you can see how in your life and in others, they get the same circumstance happening to them over and over again, and especially those that are famous, because we get to see it. We see those same circumstances. And so a circumstance comes in, and they have this chance, let's just say, to be, they're a part of a group. And, you know, they're supposed to really, their soul contract this life is to really expose that group. You know, maybe it's a cult, or maybe it's a group that's hurting other people. And they're a part of it. And they've had three or four opportunities to see that that group is hurting people, and it's even hurting them. But they know that when they come forward or become honest about that, what really that truth that group is about, they know that they're going to be attacked. They know they're going to be sued. They know that bad things are going to happen to them. It's a very tough soul contract, because they now realize, oh my goodness, you know, is it easier just to live a life of not quite happiness because I'm trapped, and that's, you know, pretty much what happens, or should I go ahead and take the easy route out, because most of them are wealthy or have a lot of money and they have fame and everything they do is watched. So they, a lot of them take the easy road out, thinking, oh well, it's just this life. And so what happens, and I saw this in the news this morning, again, I will not mention names, but I Spirit spoke to me and said, boy, there's a soul contract that just got delayed, because this person had the opportunity to come forward, be honest. Not that they're a dishonest person, because it's not about necessarily honesty. It's about coming forward with the truth for them. And it's not my job to tell them when to do it, and it's not anybody's job to tell me when to do it. But I can tell you now that we have astrologically, numerology-wise, indications of when we're supposed to do something, and it is almost set out in stone sometimes. And I've had some interesting conversations with a former guest that I had, Richard King, who's a numerologist, because he gets the statement that it's pretty much, you know what, it's time to do it, and it's going to happen anyway. And I'm almost beginning to believe it. You know, I always say we have free will, and I do believe we do. But I think it's so fascinating that things happen and we fight it, or we can go with the flow. If we fight it, I think it's going to happen anyway. But, you know, for an example, I have a home that I want to put up for sale. But I know it's not the right time. Can I tell you why it's not the right time? No, I really can't. But with clarity, I can say it is not the right time for me to be doing this. And so what's happening is that when that happens, I then very well know that there will be a time. And I check with my astrologer, I check with my numerologist, and I say, oh, there's a better time for that. There's a much better time to be able to put the house on the market. But you know what? There are going to be circumstances that are going to happen in my life. I don't know what they are right now. Spirit has not disclosed them to me. And Spirit may not disclose everything to you as to what's happening in your life, why something isn't happening. Why hasn't, you know, one of my earlier callers gotten her job yet? There may be something that is going to happen that she will look back on this and say, oh, I'm almost glad I didn't get the job then. I'm so glad my house didn't sell then. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Spirit, for that delay. And remember, everyone, Spirit knows everything. Your higher self knows everything. We are here on this earth to bring spirituality into the physical, if that's what our soul's journey is. And it's very interesting because we don't always know everything that's happening in our lives. And it's truthful when I'm reading for someone and they want to know specifically about something, Spirit may not give it to me. And I will get very specific on something because I have had people to say, you know, I don't understand, you know, why I wasn't given that information by the psychic. And the fact is this, I went to a very, very, very excellent psychic many years ago, and she told me, you know, certain things, but she didn't give me specifics about why, because if she had, I would not have had my learning experience. And it is very valuable. If we take away, as intuitives, as psychic sensitive people that are doing readings, if we take away a journey for someone, then we have just inherited their karma. So it is very vital. If you want a specific question asked and you don't feel like you've gotten it, it may be that Spirit is not allowing that person that you're talking to give you that answer. But I can promise you this, you will get every information. If you're working with someone's in the higher realms and they know what they're doing, you will get the answers that you need to take your next step so that you can start having that soul's journey that you need to do. And, you know, there's so many people that go through experiences with their children, with their lives. And I share, and I will not mention names because I honor people and what they do. I just will say this, that with our children, especially adult children, some of us have grieved. And I know there are people listening right now that have grief over their children, over their parents, over their friends. I just want to remind you to keep seeking out unconditional love. Keep seeking out that forgiveness of self, that forgiveness of them. Because the truth is they have their own journey. We feel as parents that we're still hanging on to this little 2-year-old or 5-year-old where we're responsible for them. But the truth is we're not anymore. And there comes a stage in our lives as parents, especially, that we just have to let go. And I know this as a fact because I do have a child. I have 2 children. And one I had to really let go of. And I did try to step on my older child's path. And I know that he suffered for it, and I know that I suffered for it. But I've forgiven myself now. I didn't know. I did not know. And, you know, that's no excuse. So what I did was I went down a beautiful journey of pathway of spiritual learning so that I would understand. Just because you don't understand something doesn't give you an excuse to do it. It's if you don't understand something, then go learn. Why? Well, wait a minute. Why does that feel painful? What did I do? What responsibility do I have in, you know, creating that pain, and what can I do to overcome it and to help myself? We cannot change what we have done in the past. We can only change what we have now, and in that, we will change our future, and we will change the path that we have for ourselves. And it's so amazing in our Akashic records, which when we look back into our past lives, that when we shift the energy, folks, of what happened to us in another life, we will shift what goes on now. So I can predict if someone is going through a spiritual learning and they go through a lot of past lives or they're going through a spiritual change, I know that their life is going to get better. It doesn't take much of a psychic intuitive to know that. But if they keep going the same path, if they keep marrying the same kind of person, if they don't want to look within, if they don't want to change, I can also predict that their life is probably going to be that way 10 years from now. Because you can predict somebody's life from the way they're living it now. And if someone is willing to shift their energies and change and get help, we all need help, y'all. Every one of us need help. And it isn't to make any one of us feel bad. But it is amazing that the more spiritual I become and the more trained I become, the more help I get. And that is so phenomenal for me because I had someone tell me who was a mentor that when you get spiritual training, that you're not going to be like some, you know, guru up on a mountain living away from life. The more that you learn about life, the more you can contribute. And the more that you can learn about people and contribute in life. And that is the biggest challenge so many of us come to because we want to be spiritual. And when we become spiritual, we tend to become in la-la land. And, you know, the truth is that doesn't really help our lives any. But I will say this. Now, when we're working on soul contracts and when you start meditating a lot to find out about your life, you are connecting up with spirit in a way that anchors that cord, anchors that connection, so that the more you meditate and truly connect with spirit, life here on the physical plane becomes easier. It is not just some place we go to for 10 minutes, for an hour, that we go to and then we come right back to our mundane lives or our challenging lives or our incredible lives or whatever you want to call your life. I hope you call it incredible because every person I know listening tonight has an incredible life. I know that. And so what happens is you build that strength up, and it is so amazing when you're building that strength up. You're building it up so that the next time a challenge comes, oh my goodness, you can see more and more and more of the opportunities in those challenges because you've got more and more source, that power. That source is our power here on earth. And when you connect to it, you have that self-empowerment. And then, and only then can we withstand some of the events that can occur on this planet Earth that we all have to go through. And so, you know, I have to share an interesting situation. When I first started my studies at Delphi several years ago, I really looked at all the mentors there like their lives were perfect. And then they would start talking about things, and I was like, well, that's interesting. And I would realize that they were just in the same boat that I was in. It's just that they had more training. They had more skill to work with the situation at hand. And for that, I felt that training was very powerful for me personally. And I don't know what I would do without my training because I, as a mother of a young child, I use it daily, hourly, minutely, if you may, because when something goes astray, I know now what to do about it. It doesn't take me days. It takes me seconds. And if it takes more than a second, I must be someplace else because it is so phenomenal to be able to do that. And I want to share that with you. That's why I do my radio shows. That's why I have my AskSpiritNow.com website because I want to help you. I want to work with you on your past lives. And if you need spiritual counseling, I want to be there for you because people have been there for me. And when someone has helped you, you want to return that flow, you know, pay it forward, I guess you say. And you want to be able to do something for other people. And it's been phenomenal, this journey that I've been on and the soul contracts that I find every day that I have not completed because something will show up. And I talk to a lot of y'all and you know, you say to me, well, wait a minute, you know, I thought I'd solve that. I said, yeah, you did solve it. Pat yourself on the back. You did solve it. It's just now you're going a little deeper. Now you're even going into a deeper, more profound place in your space, in your consciousness that will make you ascend even higher because we can only ascend as high as we are willing to go low. And it's interesting because I wrote two songs today. I channel in my songs and they just start flowing. And I wrote one about this very thing about living life. Just live your life. Nobody can tell you how to do it. There can be guidance on it, but it is your life. And then the next song, I sat down and I poured my heart out about my child because I haven't seen my child for 9 years. He's in a group in California that believes in disconnection. And so it's very fascinating to me the growth and the spiritual advancement I have made because of this pain in my life. And so instead of having a pain now, I feel it more from a growth experience. Oh, wow. You know, eventually disconnection has to stop in our world because all that does is set us back from the heart consciousness. Anytime that groups and people believe in disconnection, all it is doing is setting us back in our heart consciousness, what Christ came on this earth to help us to do, to bring in heart. And when we bring in heart, that is when we truly can start to forgive. And I asked my mentor one time, how do you really, really know that you're healing? And she said to me, she said, you know, Victoria, you just have to feel the love in your heart. And when you start to feel the love in your heart, then you can start to forgive. Forgive yourself and forgive others. And that's all healing is. It's about feeling more love in our hearts and in our lives for ourselves and for others. When we start to love ourselves deeply, it is so much easier to forgive. When we can't forgive ourselves, oh my goodness, how in the world can we forgive others? It's a phenomenal. You know, when I find that I get upset in a day, it isn't because my child, my dog, my relationship, my whatever is upsetting me. It's because something within myself upset me. Something that I disappointed myself on, something that I should have done or didn't do or whatever. And then I get frustrated, but it's not about them. And I think that until I learned that, I really couldn't make the progress in my life that I was looking to make. And I want to share that with y'all. This month of November is such a powerful month. It's a fabulous, fabulous month for learning and really being in gratitude, not just for the month of November, but just to know that, you know, we have so much to be thankful for, each and every single one of you. You know, my earlier caller, I know she's not on here, but she has things in her life that she's clearing up. You know, some people could say, oh, God, that's miserable. But the truth is, she's going to find abundance within herself for what she's going through. And I think it is so beautiful when we start to see the gifts in our challenges. And I promise you, each and every one of us have a gift in every single challenge. So I want to invite you to my website at Ask Spirit Now. I do want to let you know for the month of November, I'm offering all my readings for $75. And I just want to, I love doing them. I've done a lot of them this past week, and they've been such a blessing to me because, you know, each and every one of you have such gifts, and, you know, you give me gifts as well when we work together. And a lot of times when I've worked with people from all over the world, I find immediately upon talking with you that we have known each other. And so many times we come back together in a soul contract, by the way, and it can be a soul contract. I just want to share this before we end this evening. A soul contract can be so simple. You wonder why sometimes you missed a plane and you get on another plane and someone's sitting next to you and they say something to you and you're like, oh my goodness. Oh, I am so glad you told me that. Oh, I am, you know, or you hear somebody on TV, you turn the channel to a station that you don't normally listen to and all of a sudden you get a message and you think, oh my goodness, that is a soul contract that is being met. It doesn't mean that you have to have a relationship with them. It just means it can be a simple meeting that lasts for 5 or 6 sentences or 1 minute. So I just want you to remember to ask Spirit Now. Be blessed. Be in gratitude. And please listen in. Next week I will have Joy Turner, a wonderful pet expert. and she is just a phenomena. So I wish you all the best, and remember to ask Spirit now. Good night.